Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting second. The right fielder, Harry Hooper. Batting third. The second baseman, Bill Barrett. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Earl Shiely. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bibb Falk. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ike Davis. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Schalk. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Lyons. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Lyons. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Earl Combs. Batting second. The shortstop, Mark Koenig. Batting third. The right fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bob Musel. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Howie Shanks. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Aaron Ward. Batting eighth. The catcher, Benny Bengo. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Garland Braxton. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Garland Braxton. And now, play ball. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill takes first base on ball four. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper bunts towards the mound. Braxton fields it and throws to first for the out. Mostill moves to second. One out. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mostill. The throw from Bengo and he is safe. Mostill steals third. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is called out on strikes. Two outs. Earl Shiely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shiely hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mostill scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig hits a pop-up towards third. Combs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth takes first base on ball four. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hooper. Musel reaches second base with a double. Ruth moves to third. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ruth scores. There goes Musel trying to get to home. Falk throws the ball into Schalk who tags Musel, who's trying to score from second, for the out. It's White Sox, 1, Yankees, 1. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Braxton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis strikes out. Two outs. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Schalk for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Howie Shanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shanks hits a line drive into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward strikes out. Two outs. Benny Bengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bengo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Barrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons strikes out. One out. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Ma still hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Shanks. Ma still reaches second base with a double. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0 for 0 in the game. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Ma still moves to third. Two outs. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 1 in the game. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig fields the ball and throws to Braxton covering. Safe. Ma still scores. It's 2-1, White Sox. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Barrett. The throw from Bengo and he is safe. Barrett steals second. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Shealy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Musel fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Garland Braxton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braxton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0 for 1 in the game. Combs takes first base on ball 4. Braxton moves to second. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schock fires to second and picks off Braxton for the out. One out. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0 for 1 in the game. Koenig hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 1 in the game. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 1 in the game. Com hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Falk moves to third. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig fields it and throws to second for the out. Falk scores. One out. It's 3-1, White Sox. Ray Schock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Davis. The throw from Bengo and he is out, Ward applying the tag. Two outs. Ray Schock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schock is 0 for 1 in the game. Schock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees won. The Yankees will come to bat. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Musel hits a pop-up towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-1 in the game. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Musel fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Mostill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Braxton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Braxton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Howie Shanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shanks is 0-for-1 in the game. Shanks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Davis. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward hits a line drive into center field. Moss still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Benny Bengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bengo is 0-for-1 in the game. Bengo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Shanks moves to second. Two outs. Garland Braxton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braxton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Braxton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Shanks scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, White Sox. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Combs hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Braxton moves to second. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0-for-2 in the game. Koenig hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com juggles the ball. That's an error on Com. Braxton moves to third. Combs moves to second. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ruth hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Mostill. Ruth reaches second base with a double. Braxton scores. Combs scores. Koenig goes all the way around to score. Three runs are unearned. It's 5-3, Yankees. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Musel hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Shealy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Barrett moves to second. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Falk bunts towards first. Gehrig scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Falk for the out. Barrett moves to third. Shealy moves to second. One out. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kaum is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Barrett scores. Shealy scores. It's White Sox, 5, Yankees, 5. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0-for-2 in the game. Schalk hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bango settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees 5. The Yankees will come to bat. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Howie Shanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shanks is 0-for-2 in the game. Shanks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-2 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kaum fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-2 in the game. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Mostill hits a fly ball into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0-for-2 in the game. Hooper is hit by the pitch. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hooper. The throw from Bango and he is out, Ward applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees 5. The Yankees will come to bat. Benny Bango is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bango is 0-for-2 in the game. Bango hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Mostill. Bango reaches second base with a double. Garland Braxton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braxton is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Braxton strikes out. One out. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett misplays the ball. That's an error on Barrett. Bango scores. Combs moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-5, Yankees. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0-for-3 in the game. Koenig hits a fly ball into center field. Mostill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Ruth hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Combs scores. That run is unearned. It's 7-5, Yankees. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ruth. The throw from Schalk and he is out, Barrett applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Barrett hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Shealy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Shanks. Shealy reaches second base with a double. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Falk hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Willie Combe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Combe hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the White Sox 5. The Yankees will come to bat. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Musel hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Combs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shealy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gehrig for the out. 2 outs. Howie Shanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shanks is 0-for-3 in the game. Shanks hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 3 RBIs. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0-for-3 in the game. Schalk hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Shanks. Schalk reaches second base with a double. Davis moves to third. Sloppy Thurston pinch hits for Ted Lyons. Urban Schalker now pitching. Eddie Collins pinch hits for Sloppy Thurston. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Davis scores. Schalk moves to third. 1 out. It's 7-6, Yankees. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Mostill hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 6. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.